Some of you may be bored with the repetition that is about to commence, but you will not be if, instead of saying, "Oh, I know that, I've done that," if instead you will forget your past experience with it and start as if it were entirely new, and do it faithfully. Don't do it with half a mind, as if you already knew what was coming. Do it with your full attention. Because I have no way of imparting the Infinite Way principle to you except by this means. I'm going to ask you, please, to look down at your feet right now, very attentively, and ask yourself the question, am I down there in those feet? Do those feet constitute me? Or are they mine? Now do it as slowly as I am and as attentively as I am, because otherwise you will not have the experience. Are you down there in those feet? Do you think you live there? Or are these feet yours, yours to command, yours to order, yours to direct? And now travel up to the knees. And look at yourself from the knees down to the toenails with the same questions. Are you to be found down there? Is this you? Or are these yours? And now travel up to your waist. Do not be afraid or ashamed of this idea of looking at your body, because just remember, we all have bodies, and there are plenty of beaches where we can go and look at them. So let's have no hesitancy in looking especially at our own bodies. And now we're up to the waist. Are you there? Or is all of this yours? Can you not move it at your will? Well, we'll travel up to the neck now, but you be a little bit more thorough and examine that body between the neck and the waist, front and back, outside and inside. Look right down into the inside. And ask yourself, is this me? This is what I see in the mirror, but is this me? Or is this mine? Was not this body given to me for the many, many uses? And then from the neck right up to the topmost hair of the head. And be sure to look around inside the head and notice the brain, the ears and the throat. Look right down through the throat and see if you can find yourself, because now you've encompassed the body. Is this you? Can you find yourself anywhere? Anywhere at all, in all that you have examined, inside or outside. Even look behind the eyes, because sometimes we think that we are behind the eyes looking out. See if you can find yourself even there. And eventually, if you do this faithfully, you must agree, not because I say so, but because if this has been faithfully done, you have actually come to the conclusion yourself that you are not anywhere within your body. If during this experience you have not become fully convinced, if it is not absolutely clear to you that there is no place at all within your body where you are, then I hope that you will go home and do it again, and if necessary, a third or fourth time, until you are no longer taking my word for it. Until you yourself can bear witness to the fact that you have searched yourself thoroughly and that you know that you are not inside of that frame. Now, you will not make spiritual progress until you have come to that realization, because until this dawns on you, you never will know who you are or what you are or where you are or why you are or how you function. Now, I'm going to ask you to take a very radical step. I would like you to step up here about 6 inches in back of yourself and about 6 inches over your head and look down at yourself. And the way you do it is you close your eyes and lift yourself up there and say, I. I. Just maneuver yourself until you are in back of yourself about 6 inches and above yourself about 6 inches, and look down through the top of your head and realize I. Of course, I am not in that body. Therefore, I must be outside of that body. And if I am outside of that body, I can localize myself. And I can be here, there, or anywhere, but I choose now to be right behind my body and above it, so that I can look down upon this body. I, in back of and above the body, looking down upon it. I, who am not in the body, have now localized myself. And as I look at this body, I will ask myself a question. How can this body function without me? How could this body take a step forward or backward? How could the arms be raised or lowered? Will this body do it of itself? Ah, just a minute. I have just eaten a meal. Can this body of itself digest? Or am I the activity of this body the same as I would be the activity of my hands and feet, my arms and legs? Of course, you know that you are the activity of your hands and feet. You know that your hands cannot give a gift, nor can your hands accept one. It is I who accept and I who give, using my hands as an agency. Can my feet walk, or my legs, or my whole body? And you know you can't. You know that if you get up from this chair, it is because you whom you call I choose to get up from this chair, and my body must follow. It has no choice. It has no power even to say no. It cannot refuse. When I am ready to stand up, the body must stand up. And when I am ready to walk, the body must walk, because I was given dominion over this body. You may have a period at home and take more time than we are taking, so as to adjust yourself to this outlook. But you are looking down upon yourself, and you are witnessing the helplessness of your arms and legs, your hands and feet. Except I direct them and move them. As a matter of fact, if you set your body down before the most bountiful meal, could it eat it? Could your body eat it? Unless I so choose, and I put the body through the motions of getting the food and drink into my system. Remember, I am doing all of this, and let us have no quibbling about it. You are not doing it for me, and you can't. I am doing it for me, and you are doing it for yourself, because you were given God-given dominion over your life and over your body, and you can choose whether you will sow to the flesh or whether you will sow to the spirit. The choice is with I.